Hello, today the church celebrates Monday of the seventh week of Easter, and our scripture passage comes to us from today's first reading at Mass, which comes from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 19, verses 1 to 8. While Apollos was in Corinth, Paul traveled through the interior of the country and down to Ephesus, where he found some disciples. He said to them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you became believers?" They answered him, "We have never even heard that there is a Holy Spirit." He said, "How are you baptized?" They replied, "With the baptism of John." Paul then said, "John baptized with a baptism of repentance, telling the people to believe in the one who is to come after him, that is, in Jesus." When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul laid his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke in tongues and prophesied. Altogether, there were about 12 men. He entered the synagogue and for 3 months debated boldly with persuasive arguments about the kingdom of God. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Jesus invited the people of his time to repent and have faith in the gospel. We need to renew our repentance and conversion throughout our lives. John the Baptist's baptism only offered repentance, while Jesus offered redemption and hope through his baptism. St. Paul referred to John's baptism as a way of consecrating people with repentant dispositions. In contrast, Jesus' baptism offered the Holy Spirit and eternal life. We should never forget that everything we have in this world is a gift from God. From our conception, to our lives, our faith, even our deaths, these are God's gifts intended for our good. As we may tend to do, the apostles believed their faith in Christ was generated from their own efforts. But any faith in Jesus they had formed on their own was delicate, as was exhibited in the Garden of Gethsemane and by their absence on Calvary. Christ has already overcome the world, but he is the only one who can do so. If we wish to also overcome the world and experience true life, our only sure way is through him. He's not merely a guide or a teacher, but the source of our strength and hope. Only through him can we find redemption. Only through him can we find true life. Therefore, let us strive to deepen our relationship with him, for he is the way, the truth, and the life.